It's Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to a guest who went on a mission to Mars. Well, not exactly. It was a mock mission to Mars. We'll learn about what was done to replicate conditions on the Red Planet.
But first, breaking news today. The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin filed a federal lawsuit challenging the legality of the ban on same-sex marriages here in the Badger State.
The ACLU filed the suit on behalf of four same-sex couples in Wisconsin. Three of the couples want the state to allow them to get married. The fourth got married in Minnesota and wants Wisconsin to recognize their union.
Here to give us the details of this case is Chris Amity, Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Central Time.
It's great to be here and talk to your NPR audience.
Well, tell us why you're filing this lawsuit.
We're filing this lawsuit because there are couples in Wisconsin, loving and committed couples, who are denied the dignity and respect that usually goes along with being married because of their sexual orientation or their gender. We think that's wrong, it's unfair, and it's unconstitutional. It not only denies them the dignity and respect that all loving, committed couples should have from their government, but also denies them hundreds of benefits that they would get if they were a heterosexual couple.
And on what legal grounds are you challenging the ban on same-sex marriage?
Well, we think that it violates some portions of the U.S. Constitution. It's contrary to due process. It also violates equal protection under the law. And, you know, but for their sexual orientation and the constitutional amendment that went into place here in Wisconsin and 2006, which prohibits all marriages, recognition of all marriages except between one man and one woman, they could live their lives and raise their families and go about their business with the same sort of support and dignity that other couples have. And I think that it's time to act now here in Wisconsin. You know, since the ACLU won its major victory at the U.S. Supreme Court this past June with the Windsor case that struck down a provision of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, we've seen an outpouring of support around the country for couples who really deserve to have their marriages recognized. There are now 17 states where there's the freedom to marry. And we've seen changes in polling numbers. A recent poll came out here in Wisconsin, and now a majority of Wisconsinites support marriage equality.
But let's talk about states' rights for a bit here. The amendment to ban same-sex unions, marriages, and civil unions has been ratified by the majority of Wisconsin voters. From a state's rights perspective, is that enough to maintain the law here in Wisconsin?
No. Just I can answer that because, you know, when it comes to constitutional rights, and the ACLU deals with this all the time, sometimes it's people who aren't in the majority that have their rights denied. And under our constitutional system, where there's equal protection under the law, if you can't come up with a compelling reason to limit somebody's freedom, in this case freedom to marry, you can't do it just because it's a tradition or because a majority of people voted that way or felt that way in an opinion poll. Of course, now the opinion polls have switched around. But I think that anybody who recognizes the fundamental nature of civil liberty, civil rights, recognizes that you've got to defend rights of people who maybe aren't the same as you. And this is a classic example. So, yes, you know, there was the referendum and the Constitution was amended in 2006, but that doesn't mean that that prohibits a review of the law, of the amendment under the federal Constitution. And we've seen that in many states around the country. If you look at the Windsor decision that ACLU won back in June that struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, you know, that decision really called into the question the validity of all these state constitutional amendments. It didn't overturn them, but really, since that time, there have been many challenges to these state constitutional amendments, and I think a lot of people are saying today, when they heard the news that ACLU sued, they're saying it's about time. We should have done this because the outpouring of support for couples has just been a tidal wave, and ACLU, we want to make sure that everybody has constitutional rights that are respected here in Wisconsin, in the states around us, Iowa, then Minnesota, and then recently Illinois. They now all have freedom to marry. Wisconsin really was in danger of becoming, you know, an island of prohibition against marriage equality, if you will. So it's certainly time to do it, and it's not something that's up to majoritarian rule. People have constitutional rights because they're important, whether you're in the majority or in a minority.
Why do you say that this is one of the most restrictive bans on same-sex marriage in the nation as compared to other states?
Right. Well, it's restrictive because it's one of 17 such bans around the country that bans not only marriage, but also anything substantially similar to marriage, such as civil unions, you know, a la sort of Vermont-style civil union. So they have that, but also in Wisconsin, there's another wrinkle that is somewhat unusual, and that's the fact that if a Wisconsin couple were to leave the state where it's to a state where it's legal to have a same-sex marriage, where there's already marriage equality, like Minnesota, like Iowa, we're going back many years, you know, Massachusetts. If they came back here, there's the possibility, it's a slight possibility, but there's a serious risk that they could be charged criminally under Wisconsin's marriage evasion statutes, very obscure sort of technical part of the statutes, but it's illegal to go to another state where for a marriage that would be void in Wisconsin. Now, we don't object to the marriage evasion statute when it comes to the uses that it's had in the past, you know, youngsters underage running off somewhere. But here, you know, while there may be some reason to restrict those or criminalize those sorts of marriages, there's certainly no reason to do that with same-sex couples. You know, there's absolutely no reason to do that.
Can you tell
that, other than that, you know, people don't like the idea, or it's not tradition, or whatever. But you know, if you're going to criminalize something, you just can't do it because you don't like the way somebody's acting.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the four couples that are represented by your lawsuit.
Sure. There are four couples that we think are really kind of typical of many, many committed, loving couples here in Wisconsin. Carol and Virginia are from Eau Claire. Siobhan and Marie are from Milwaukee, as are Judy and Katie. Roy and Garth are from Milwaukee, and all of them are in, you know, sort of traditional, they are traditional relationships because people care for one another. You know, 3 years ago, Garth had much of his right lung removed after being diagnosed with lung cancer. And he was put into a medically induced coma. Because Garth and Roy were not married, when Garth's father tried to override Roy's power of attorney to take care of Garth, there was all kinds of family problems. And sure, we want to respect parents and all that, just like you would respect your your in-laws, but if they had their relationship, their marriage recognized, if they were able to marry in Wisconsin, all those problems would have been sorted out and would have been known ahead of time and could have been dealt with. Now, Virginia and Carol, who are up in Eau Claire, you know, they went to Minnesota to marry, and they've been together for a long time and have had lots of the same kinds of issues that other couples have about, well, what about insurance and what about health care and visitation and all sorts of things. And because their out-of-state marriage wasn't recognized, it's very difficult, and they were really harmed in a couple different ways. One, you know, why do you have to go through all of this? It should be simple. You know, your loved one is ill. Why can't you just go to the hospital and be treated with the respect and dignity that you reserve when you deserve?
Well,
also,
Chris,
you know, it's having cost these and other folks, you know, in terms of hundreds and hundreds of different sorts of benefits that they would be eligible for in Wisconsin if Wisconsin would recognize their marriages.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
That's Chris Amedy, Executive Director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. He's talking to us about the suit challenging Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriages.